Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
The evidence is going to be a big fulcrum of this entire case. And again, it's a tightrope. You're combining all these cases into one. You're using a new type of technology that hasn't been used in a New York court case before. Is that going to present some issues? How receptive are juries to hearing evidence from, you know, a new way of examining DNA? It's already confusing as it is.
It very much is. You know, jurors often look at experts, at least initially, as having significant authority in that field. Just being deemed an expert by the judge and being allowed to testify at trial, there's some credibility that might be imputed because of that from the jury to the expert. That being said, certainly defense is going to find some expert in DNA sciences who says, hey, this is too new. It's not reliable. You can't, you know, bet on it and hang your hat on it for convicting a person of murder. And they'll find an expert who will say that. I very much anticipate. So it's going to be a battle in there, and the prosecution is going to have to do a good job of explaining exactly what this is and why it should be reliable, and especially based on how new it is.
Well, and obviously every technology has its first day in court. This will be the first time, supposedly, in New York for this to be tested out. Could this trial set precedent for future cases and how advanced DNA is used in future prosecutions nationwide, especially if they do get a conviction on it, seeing it worked over here? Let's use it more over here.
100%, it could have a cascading effect throughout the country in that fashion, because one of the main factors that a court looks at in deciding whether to allow expert testimony is, hey, did another judge do it? Did they think it was good enough? Did they think it was sufficient? And if so, I feel reasonably comfortable with admitting such evidence in my case as the judge. And so, it's definitely going to have a significant effect. I think this is going to be used in jurisdictions across the country, assuming it's successful. If it's not successful, or if it is severely weakened during trial, I think law enforcement's going to have to take a second look at that.
We know that Asa Elrup from his wife or ex-wife now, but from what we understand in the documentary that we recently watched, they got divorced more so for financial reasons, to protect assets and things of that nature. Okay, great. That happens all the time. But you're no longer married to him. Is there spousal rights here when this comes to testifying, when this comes to being interviewed by police, when it comes to any of that. There's, you know, certainly plead the fifth type motions, but what sort of protections does Asa have going forward in this now that they are no longer married?
You know, if she had any involvement, which I'm not saying she did at all,
no.
But if she did, one protection is the Fifth Amendment, the right against self-incrimination and the privilege to not incriminate oneself at trial. But when it comes to spousal privilege, that gets more murky, especially when the union has dissolved. So Rex Tillerman likely will not be able to raise some kind of spousal privilege argument to prevent her from testifying entirely. It usually applies to communications that are supposed to be confidential with your spouse. And the idea behind it is that we don't want to break up families by having one spouse testify against the other at trial. Well, family's already broken up. So that policy and the rationale behind the privilege doesn't really apply to this upcoming trial.
And she doesn't seem to be that she'd be opposing witness for Rex. I wonder if, I mean, could she be called by the defense to help back up Rex and being the good old family man that he is, according to her in the documentary?
Yes. So in this context, if there is any spousal privilege under state law, it would rest with Rex. And he could always waive that privilege and call to his wife to testify. And she likely wouldn't have like her own privilege to assert. It would be the defendant who could assert it or not. So if she's going to get favorable testimony, certainly defense could call her, and they might do so in sort of an unexpected way. Perhaps they sort of posture as if, hey, you're not going to hear from the wife, whatever, and then she's the surprise witness who does some who scores some points for the defense. That's happened before.
Judging by what we saw in that documentary, do you think she would be an effective witness for him?
She could have some favorable things to say about him. That being said, on cross-examination, the prosecutor is going to talk about that residence, and they're going to talk about what was found in there. And they're going to talk about, you mean to tell me that he never told you about the, over a dozen times that he was allegedly engaged in criminal activity. You had no clue whatsoever. They could really try to impugn her credibility up there. And so it could be a big risk calling her for the defense.
Well, and she also appears a little bit like a victim. Well, a lot like a victim. Mm-hmm. And to find all this sexually deviant stuff in the house, which, if you've got some kinks, that's your deal, fine. But we're looking at murder investigation here. And some of the things that were found, how did she not know about this?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big question, a line of questioning from the prosecutor if she testifies. Because, look, I mean, most people know their spouses reasonably well. Certainly some secrets can be hidden. But there was a lot that was taken from that house. There's a good amount of digital material as well. And so it could make her look pretty bad, and also could, if she did have some knowledge and had some kind of involvement, which I'm not saying she did, but if she did, and if that comes out in trial, she could be in hot water too. So there's a lot of risks that abound with calling a spousal witness like that.
You know, we just saw the Adelson trial, and obviously we saw one of the Adelson children who lives in upstate New York testify basically against mom, against Donna. When we saw in that documentary about Huerman recently was the daughter, and she didn't flat out say she thinks he did it, but she seems to be kind of coming to terms with the idea that he probably did do it. And that's my conjecture on it. I think most people got that out of the documentary, that she's kind of coming there and mom's not seeing it at all. Asa's not seeing it. What could happen here with the daughter? Could the daughter end up testifying? Could she be compelled to testify? Could she plead the fifth? I mean, could they go back and play the clips from the documentary where she's basically incriminating her father?
Yes. So the way that they would do it, she does not have any sort of daughter parent privilege. There's no such thing exists.
Sure.
She likely doesn't have a Fifth Amendment privilege unless she had some kind of involvement, which there's no indication she did. And so what happens is they would call her and as a witness, the prosecution would say, hey, did you ever say this about your dad? And she can either admit to it on the stand and say, yeah, I said that something that sounds incriminating. Or she could say, no, I never said that. And they'll say, hey, let's go to the tape. And you know, we saw that in the Karen Reed case a lot in sort of a little different fashion. But
sure.
Those clips can be central to either side's case and here likely more likely the prosecution.
Yeah. And I would imagine there's a treasure trove of that information. Do you think? I mean, that's just what we saw on the finished product of the documentary, as we saw in the Karen Reed case. There's a lot on the cutting room floor. I mean, they could they subpoena that sort of information from the media entity, the G-Unit Productions, 50 Cent's group that made the doc?
They certainly can subpoena it. Now, sometimes there are protections that arise for media outlets, but usually those protections just prevent calling the specific reporters as witnesses. Mm-hmm. There are ways to sidestep those, including subpoenaing materials, content, films, that kind of thing, to which such a privilege usually doesn't apply. So I don't think they're going to, I don't think the defense is going to be shielded by any of those sort of media protections here. And the cutting room floor stuff is sometimes where the gold is at.
I bet there is. I bet it is. It's like Scrooge McDuck's gold room where he dives in at the beginning of DuckTales. You know what we're all talking about? DuckTales. Woo! There we go. Got a little DuckTales in. I would imagine there's a lot of it there. One more question. How the hell do you get an impartial jury on this one? I mean, where do you move this thing to? Because it's New York, it's Long Island. Everybody in this general vicinity with all of these people know about this case and know it well. It's been a trauma, I would say, to the population as a whole for many people for decades. What do you do?
Oh, totally. It's a huge quagmire for defense because so many reasons. So many people know about these allegations in New York against Rex Hurlman, tying him to multiple alleged murders. That's a huge problem. On top of that, like you said, the communities themselves have likely been impacted by these series of events, these sex workers who go missing, these bodies that are found within their communities, that they can be scared. Perhaps they have relatives who might have engaged in sex work at some point in their lives. And all of those personal connections to this case can really make it difficult for the defense to get a fair shake once we get to the trial phase. And so those will certainly be arguments if there's a conviction that'll be raised on appeal. But, you know, do you send it to upstate New York and hope it's rural and detached enough? Even then, I'm not sure you're in a great spot.
I don't know how you get around that in this one. That's going to be very, and if you have jurors that have no clue what the hell's going on with this, do you want them as jurors? You know? Right. Like to be that disconnected from where, can they have it like in an Amish community or something in upstate New York?
I was wondering if they would try, you know, defense would try to move it to somewhere like that. I've never seen that, but a creative idea.
Yeah. The Quakers will decide the future of Rex Hurlman. It's a fascinating case. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, as always, thank you so much for coming on and giving us your insight into these cases. Always so much appreciated. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Hidden Killers Live. Tomorrow, we're going to dive into probably more in the David case. We're going to take a look at some of the videos, some of those pieces of evidence that exist, or just pieces of media, pieces of his art, pieces of his work that look pretty damn incriminating. We'll take a look at that. Plus, we're going to also dive into newly released footage of the surviving roommates in the Brian Koberger Idaho 4 murder case. Their testimony, what they had said to police immediately after the killings took place. We're going to dissect some of that and dig into it. And let me say this, in no way are we looking at them as any sort of guilt or suspect, or because there's people out there that do that shit. We're not doing it. We're just going to take a look at those the questions that were asked and what was the mindset. And really, I think we're going to examine the psychological end of it, the trauma that going through something like this implants into young minds that have to endure it. So that'll be tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central on our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. Search it. Press subscribe if you're there right now so you don't miss any of that. And be sure to let us know what your thoughts are on this case and all the cases we've talked about in the comments section on the video. Until next time, for Eric, for Stacy, for Todd, I'm Tony Brewski. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.